Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Two passengers on the Azerbaijani Airlines plane that crashed in Kazakhstan told Reuters that they heard at least one loud bang as it approached its original destination of Grozny in southern Russia. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Suponku Rakimov survived the Azerbaijan Airlines flight that crashed in Kazakhstan, killing at least 38 people on board.
After the masks fell out, I saw that the fuselage shell was slightly damaged, and then I got scared. I thought that the plane would fall apart.
Rakimov says the plane swayed as if it was drunk before it hit the ground.
I was conscious when I felt the impact. I was thrown up, hit, thrown up again. I was strapped in. I was being thrown back and forth. It all lasted for a few seconds.
Four sources with knowledge of the preliminary findings of Azerbaijan's investigation into the disaster said on Thursday that Russian air defenses had mistakenly shot it down. Russia has said it is important to wait for the official investigation to finish its work to understand what happened.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. South Korea's opposition-controlled National Assembly has voted to impeach acting president Han Duck-soo. The assembly approved the impeachment motion in a 192-0 vote on Friday. Governing party lawmakers boycotted the vote. Han, who is also prime minister, had been acting leader after President Yoon Suk-yeol was impeached by the assembly over his short-lived imposition of martial law earlier this month. Han's impeachment further deepened South Korea's political crisis and damages its international image. In a statement, Han called his impeachment regrettable, but said he respects the assembly's decision and will suspend his duties. The deputy prime minister and finance minister, Choi Sang-mok, took over. This is VOA News. Officials say relatives of former Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad have been arrested as they try to fly out of Lebanon, while relatives of missing Syrians gather in Damascus. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Lebanese officials say the wife and daughter of one of deposed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's cousins have been arrested at the Beirut airport. They were attempting to fly out with allegedly forged passports. The wife of Durayd Assad, son of former Syrian Vice President Rifat Assad, and their daughter were smuggled into Lebanon and were trying to flee to Egypt when they were arrested. Rifat Assad flew out the day before on his real passport and was not stopped, officials say. Meanwhile, at Damascus, Wafa Mustafa, the daughter of detainee Ali Mustafa, tells the AP the search for loved ones has not stopped yet.
We are here today, families of the disappeared former detainees. We came from outside Syria, from different areas inside Syria, to say that our search for our loved ones did not stop yet. It will not end till we find the full truth of what happened to them.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden has imposed sanctions on Bidzina Ivanishvili, the founder of Georgia's ruling political party. The State and Treasury Department said Friday that Ivanishvili has steered the country away from a pro-Western stance and towards Russia. The designation of Ivanishvili is the latest in a series of sanctions the U.S. has slapped on Georgia politicians this year. At least eight passengers were killed and dozens were injured after a bus crashed into a bridge and fell into a drain in India's Punjab state on Friday. VOA's Christina Menenti reports.
Bathinda's superintendent of police, Amneet Kandal, said authorities rescued 46 passengers and injured victims were taken to the nearby hospitals for treatment. The accident occurred when the bus driver lost control and hit a bridge while moving to Talwandi Sabu town in Punjab, local media reports said. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said via a post on social media platform X, quote, saddened by the loss of lives in the bus accident in Bathinda, Punjab. Condolences to those who lost their loved ones. May the injured recover soon, unquote. The cause of the accident is yet to be ascertained. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
The U.S. State Department says an American schoolteacher arrested in Russia on drug charges more than 4 years ago has been designated by the U.S. government as wrongfully detained. Mark Fogel, a history teacher from Pennsylvania, is serving a 14-year prison sentence after being arrested in August 2021 at a Russian airport and possessing what his family and supporters said was medically prescribed marijuana. The State Department said Friday that that designation had been made in October. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.